Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted today to be back on our live broadcast, on our radio broadcast, for the study and training of the prophet today. I just give God all the praise and glory. I just honor him today. God is such a good God, hallelujah, and he's so worthy. God is really so worthy to be praised. I'm just going to change places right now because I want to be where I can get more than 10 people on the line. So just bear with me for about a few minutes. Hallelujah. I just want to get more people. I want to have enough room for everybody to get on the live, on the broadcast. So give me about 2 minutes. I'm going to go where I usually sit and get you all on there. But God is such a good God. He's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Just 1 second. Just don't want to take chances that we won't have enough room for everyone to be on. And you know, I don't want to take that chance. Okay. 1 second, everyone. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to have just a quick, short devotion. We don't want to prolong the time. We don't want to prolong anything. We just want to get through this so we can get into our lesson. I'm going to read a scripture, a song, and we're going to pray. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flame and fire, who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed forever, covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys into the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valley, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast
of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing above the branches. He watereth the hills from the chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herbs for the service of men, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. I have just read you the first 14 verses of Psalms 104. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song and a prayer.
Reverie Paul, connected to iPhone 3.
There's been about way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. In your last breath, in your last breath, in your last breath, in your last breath, like we never needed you before, need you now, we all need you. No other one will ever do. We need your presence in this doubt. We need your power sending now.
In the name of Jesus, I ask you today, God, I come repenting right now, God, confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord, we just seeking you even the more, God. We just want to seek you, God. We want to seek our purpose, God. We want to seek your plans for our lives, God. I ask you right now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. Cover them, Father, in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, open up our hearts and open up our understanding, God. Give us a new revelation. Give us a fresh anointing. Give us what we stand in need of on tonight, Father. We just want to please you, God. We want you to teach us tonight how to please you, Father. In our purposes, God, in the name of Jesus, teach us, God, train us, God, what we need to know for the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you now, God, just to remove me from myself and remove me, God. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase tonight and minister to us, God. Just minister, God, to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now. Thank you now, God. And we bless your name. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. And we bind up the strong man, Father. We bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. We bind you now. We cast you out. We command you to go from this radio broadcast and from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need you right now, God. We need just a touch on tonight from you, God. Just one touch, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray and ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 And praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to get started. We're going to get started tonight. I don't know how many is on here, but this is how we're going to do this. We don't want anyone talking over anyone. I know who's on here and who's not. I do. I can see it. And I don't want anybody talking over one another. That's because if you do, I'm going to cut you off, whoever it is. I don't care who it is. Wait your turn, everybody. Wait your turn. And I'm saying it for a reason. I'm saying that for a reason because I want to hear what everyone has to say. I want to just hear what you have to say. So we're going to be patient and we're going to wait for people to finish talking and saying what they have to say. Amen. So I just give reverence to God. Now we're going to get started. First of all, everybody on here, they're a prophet. They call into the prophetic. And I feel like I can see everyone on here. So I feel like everyone is right. You know, I feel like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so what I want to do, I want everyone to tell me why they feel like they were called into the prophetic. And I'm just going to read out the numbers. And if you can talk, I want you to talk, Prophetess Sadler. You're number one on here. Why you feel like God has called you. You don't have to be long into the prophetic. What are some of the, do you feel like this is the purpose?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that better?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that better? Okay.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I do feel like prophetess is my call and purpose. And there has been many years that God has dealt with me in dreams and visions, also with discernment. He has given me he has sharpened my discernment top notch. He'll just, if I can pass someone in the store, he'll just give me something about them to maybe pray about. But heavily in dreams and visions, he has given me so many dreams that has actually come to pass. And what it has allowed me to do, some of the dreams may be good or just a weird dream. One time I had a dream that a pigeon was going to try to fly on me when I came out of my house, getting into my vehicle. And that is exactly what happened. That was just a crazy, funny God does have a sense of humor, and there's been so many dreams and visions that he has given me that has come to pass. And a lot of times what I do when I have those dreams and visions is to pray, if it's bad. I've learned to pray because I have learned that prayer will change things, and we can pray and God will move on our behalf. But he has just dealt with me so heavily in my sleep, and I believe that God has called me to be a seer.
Amen. Praise God. That's awesome. That's awesome. The 919 number. Is that Powers? No. It's a 919 number on here. You're next.
No, I'm a 918.
Okay. It's a 919. How do you know, or what makes you say or feel like you was called into the prophetic? Hello? Well, we're going to skip that number. Come on, Prophet Powers.
Oh, you call him on me early, huh? So I'm not really sure where I am at this point, but I do know that God has given me a very strong discernment. I am a seer, and I do have dreams, and there, God gave me words to give to other people. But basically that's all that I see at this point for me, but I do know that I have very strong, strong discernment when it comes to others and the things that I see and hear. Because I do, I pray every day. Give me eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me.
Amen. That's awesome. Amen. That's good. We have a 9454 that's next. If you could just tell us how you feel, how do you feel that God has called you into the prophetic? Just a couple of things. You don't have to go in great detail, but we need to know. I need to know.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sandra Lee.
Amen.
Before Friday, I've never really used the word over myself as prophetic. But going beyond, while I was younger, about 14, 15, I would have dreams, and I would see it coming to pass. I would dream of some of my neighbors, and I would wake up in the morning, and I would tell them what happened, and before the end of the day, the thing was coming to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then
God.
While I was young, I had a dream. You know, I wake up and I told my family and they laughed at me. I dream I saw Moses and I was running on a racetrack. And he gave me a medal and there was a dog. And throughout,
okay.
Even when I wasn't fully committed to God, somehow that dream just stick with me. And, like, unknowingly,
okay.
I would say to people, you can say this or you can do this, but wait, when I go to bed, I'm going to see. Because I keep on sleeping, and when I dream, I see stuff. I see me moving in a place. And then, like, 3 years after, I end up moving there, and then I remember and say, I saw this place once. I couldn't remember where. Yeah. But then on Friday, you were praying for me and you prophesying and said, prophetess. But like I said, I never really put a name. But what I do know is that I have something to do for God. That's one thing I know. A name of
you.
I don't
mm-hmm.
have.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Prophet Nash.
Good evening. This is Yvonne Nash. I'm still searching for my purpose. I know I have a strong discerning spirit for others. I do dream and I don't understand them, but I am looking to do whatever God calls me to do. I serve
Amen.
In every way, and I love to serve. I love to do for others. So I'm hoping this class will open my eyes. I pray for the scales to be removed from my eyes so I can see spiritually, if that's what I'm called to do. And if I can give a word, I am willing to do that. Use me as a vessel.
Amen. That's awesome. Prophetess Harris.
Yes, ma'am. I kind of learned or began to believe that the prophetic was part of my calling because I was reading books. One in particular was Apostle John Eckhart, God Still Speaks. And he broke down the different type of prophets or prophetic callings or office, how we would function. And I believe that I have the Shamar anointing or mantle
mm-hmm.
of the prophet. And
mm-hmm.
just affirmation and confirmation from things that I went through as a child. So going through that book and kind of getting the outline and then going under your ministry and ministries before that, because I just thought that I was just functioning as a part of the body of Christ. I thought it was just part of God speaking to you. I didn't realize that it was from my mother's womb until I read that book. And once I read that mm-hmm. book, the ministry I was under at that time, we read it together, we did it together, we went through training. That helped develop. Then you, I was invited to a prophetic conference for you, and it was called the Clarion Call. And God had already given me a message, and you asked me to preach. I mean, it just all has come together. And so I dream. I see, God just works different ways with me, and that's why I'm just so excited and just in need of this class, because I realize sometimes I feel like I don't know it, but I might be kicking against a prick, against God, when I don't understand it until he give it to me later. And it's taken me, this has been one of the hardest offices, but I respect it, and I'm able to respect the Old and the New Testament and how God dealt with the prophets. And sometimes it's almost like when I open my Bible, they're speaking to me like, we need you to know this, or the Holy Spirit is saying. And so I just thank God for you, and that's pretty much it. It was things from my childhood that God told me, and he's kept his word. And those visions I would tell my mama about as a child, very, very young, now that I'm older and God has fulfilled it and let me understand it with even deeper revelation, but it's like, Lord, have mercy. So I'm just thankful that you extended this opportunity, and I just respect you and your office because it is well needed, and it helped me to see and kind of see other people that they may be prophets, and that's why they're going through what they're going through. So if I could be equipped to help somebody else, yes, ma'am.
Amen, that's awesome, Prophetess Harris. Prophetess Morgan, what makes you feel like you were calling to the prophetic?
Well, I believe I was called into the prophetic because it's all in my family. You know, you, my mom, my auntie, and even my children. And I also feel like my mama came up here one time and she said something. In order for me to teach my children things, like, because I know God has called them, I have to go through it. So when they have questions about the dreams that they have, because they have some deep, deep, deep dreams, I have to experience the same thing. And a lot of times I was like, I was thinking it was me just talking to myself, and it was like, no, it was God telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. And if I had done what I was thinking that I was telling myself to do, certain things would have happened. God deal with me in my dreams as well. And he shows me things like while I'm woke. Like, he shows me visions. Yeah. And at first it was scare me, but now I understand. But I feel like I've been called as a young girl, and now my children are, and so I feel like God is getting me ready to get them ready, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. And I know it's a couple more people that's in this group that's not on here. I know one of them is in the air and in the plane. There's a couple more that will come. But and I really, really respect and received every word you said, but and I'm talking to everyone. But the only thing that I want you all to know, I want to encourage you. Now, you have this gift, Prophetess Nash. You have this gift. You have the gift. You got to be persuaded. You have to not just be persuaded, but you have to know it, not be persuaded. You have to know that you have the gift. And you say you was looking and trying to find out your purpose, but I feel like God will give you a word for somebody, and that's your purpose. Because when you can help somebody, see, God going to open a door where we all will be used by God. He'll give you an opportunity. You just have to be ready.
you know, you don't want someone to, because it happened to me so quickly, maybe about 8 years ago in Snooks. And I heard the Lord said he was going to give me an opportunity to minister to someone. He was going to give me an opportunity to minister to someone. But I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. You have to be oh so ready. And the young lady, I was looking at some bread or something, and she was looking, and we spoke. And I said, "How you doing?" She said, "I'm not doing too good. I have, what was it she had? She had something dealing with diabetes, but it was real deep. I forget the name of it." And when she told me that, I just kept moving. And after she stepped off, the Lord said, "That was your chance." So I went around the store looking for the girl. Couldn't find her. So when I went outside, she had stopped talking with somebody. I said, "Please let me pray for you. Let me pray for you right now." And she did. I almost called what she had. But God will open up an opportunity for you to do what you need to do. God will. And the more you do this, the more you're going to find out that this is your purpose. See, he's already told me, you just have to know. Prophetess Brown, are you in a position, can you tell us why you feel like you've been called into the prophetic? If you cannot, we'll wait till next week.
I am in a public place. I just have to talk maybe a little bit lower.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Apostle?
I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. And I believe that I have been called into the area of prophecy because the Lord lets me see things. The Lord speaks to me internally. He speaks to me through my dreams. And as it seems to me, the closer my walk with God, the more that I study and open my eyes and be more, as receptive, he opens up avenues for me to see. For example, I was at the TJ Maxx, and I was with my daughter, and the lady was saying about, I'm just how tired she was, and she was saying, "Oh, this has just been such an exhausting day." And I said, "Oh," I said, "you work two jobs." And she looked, she said, "Oh," she said, "well, how did you know that?" I didn't really answer her, but that's just what the Holy Spirit was telling me. And the more I open up and try to be receptive to receive what God is letting me see, he seems like he opens up more. So I have, I think my discernment is getting keener, and that's why I believe that I'm called into the area of prophecy.
Amen. Amen. I just want people to, I want you all, not people, I want the people on this, in this class, in this training. I can't train you to be a prophet, but I can train you on what you should do and what you shouldn't do, what you should look for, and I can train you and let you know that prayer is the key. I can let you know that right now. Prayer is king in the prophetic. Prayer is. Worshiping is king in the prophetic. I'm telling you, I mean, right now where I am, I'm an apostle, but I have a fivefold ministry. And the prophetic is number two, you know, on the list. And it's like he take you from, you go from glory to glory. He take you from one process to another process.
you know, and it get, I don't know how to say it, it gets realer every time things happen. You know, I have come against witches in the realm of the spirit. I have seen them in the realm of the spirit. I have, and see, you got to know when you face these type of obstacles, when God is already giving you power over the enemy, you got to stand. You can't be afraid or intimidated by the enemy being in the prophetic, because they'll come for you. See, when you pray for people, whatever demon they fighting, and you start praying for them, you fighting that demon. And he's looking like, where this power coming from? It's coming from somebody else. Mm-hmm. So you have to be ready for this type of thing in your life. It's not where you can't handle it, because God is giving you power. We got power. We got God. We don't need man. We don't need a gun. We don't need, when it comes to the enemy, we just need to know how to fight the enemy. And when you, the way you fight the enemy is with the name of Jesus and with the blood of Jesus against the enemy. And he'll tuck his tail and run. Mm-hmm. Yes, he will. But what I want you all to know is, because I have plenty questions and plenty things to bring to you, but today is just the first day I really to sink in my purpose. Is this really the purpose? And I feel like everyone, like I said, it's a few more that's not on here that I really felt like God had called into the prophetic. I don't know where they are and stuff like that, but what I do know, and they could be feeling like they in the ministry, or they could be feeling like they're an apostle, you know. But I felt like it was just a few more, and maybe they will come on. Maybe they forgot about it. But to each one of you that's on here, this is just a training. This is a training class, and this is a class of encouragement, and this is a class that we can encourage each other, because let me tell you something, this is not a plaything. When you step into the prophetic, which each one of you have, when you step into that arena, into that realm, you can expect to see things and experience things that you have never experienced. And I'm going to finish my book. I started on my book, but I have so many testimonies, so many things that has happened to me in my 66 years of my life. I'm 66 years old, and I have experienced so many things. When I tell you, to whom much is given, much is required, and God gave me so I've experienced so many things, and I feel like if I have, you have, or you will not have, or you will experience some things. You know, it's gonna be just like that. And he'll talk to you if you will listen to him. If you will just open up. And the most of mine came when I was in the state of Florida. And I feel like, because I was around a lot of the water, you know, water, that water is where those marine spirits. So I used to have to fight when I lived in Florida. I used to have to fight in the realm of the spirit. I used to have to just really, really stay in prayer all the time. And when God tell me to get down, I could be walking down my hallway. When he tell me to stop right there and pray, I fall right down on my knees in my hallway. Wherever I am, I stop. And God bless me. He blessed me so many times over and over again as a prophet of God.
as a prophet of God. Even the times when my ex-husband and I, the experiences we had at the Pancake House in Florida, in Tampa, Florida, where God sent this white lady and her husband, never seen them before. We was at the bar, at the counter eating, and they came and the husband came and said, my wife needs you. She wanted to speak with you. And I'm like, who is this? He looked scary. He really did. So I did go over to him, my ex-husband and I, and she said, the Lord told me to ask you all to pray for me, to ask you to pray for me. But, of course, I was in the Baptist church. My husband felt like she was talking to him, and the Lord told me to be quiet and just pray silently. And that's what I did. And she was here right then at the table, right then. Another time we were at an Olive Garden, and this lady just kept looking at me. And I was eating. Every time I looked up, she was looking down my throat. I was like, Lord, have mercy. What is this lady staring at me like this the whole time I ate? So I told my ex-husband, I said, let's go. I can't keep eating like this. She's watching me every move I make. So we had to pass her table to get out. And she said, ma'am, I'm so sorry. She said, watching you every minute. She said, but the Lord told me to ask you to come pray for me. I said, really? She said, yes, ma'am. She said, I have cancer, and it was in remission. And the doctor said it has come back. And I prayed, and God told me to ask you to pray for me. So I stopped right there in Olive Garden, and we prayed for her. And I told her, I said, I'm going to pray for you until God take you off of my mind. And when God takes you off of my mind, I know that you're healed. And that's what I did. You're going to go through some experiences. You've probably been through some experiences. See, we're not saying everything we've been through. I know some of the people on here personally, and I know what they've been through in their life. And even when Prophetess Towers, we was on, I think it was Bible class or prayer meeting or something, and she picked up somebody's condition. And she got sick and had to get off or something like that. But that let me know right then that she have to have the gift of healing, because she picked it right up. When you have the gift of healing, you'll pick condition really quick, really quick. And that's the backlash that goes along with it when you get sick like that. It's just, you want to know your purpose. You want to know if you're doing what God called you to do. And I feel like everybody that's on here is supposed to be on here. Now, if someone in a 919 number, are you on now? 919?
Yes, ma'am. It's me. It's Tremaine.
Okay. Okay, how can you tell me some of the things that make you feel like you were called to the prophetic? Just an example or two.
I'm a seer, and I'm a dreamer, mm-hmm. and Sometimes I can be around a person, and if they sick, I can feel their pain.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can be on the phone with somebody, and talking to them, and I can feel and God has showed me that they sick or something that they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I will begin to immediately start praying for the individual.
All right.
That's all I know of right now, but I know that's a few things that I've noticed.
Yeah, that's good. That's good because that's just like I said, was saying about Prophetess Tower. She said she had got really sick and was feeling bad, and she thought it was something. She was being attacked, but it wasn't that. She picked up somebody's spirit, and she didn't know, not spirit condition, and she didn't know how to get it off of her. Now, when I pray for people on the morning wake-up call, I have the same stuff. I feel I pick up the same stuff, but God let me belch. I belch all while I'm praying. I be just belching. And at first, I didn't know why. But because I wasn't getting sick like I was. I used to be sick going to the hospitals. I used to come out sicker than the patients that I was praying for. Because you have to know how to eliminate that stuff. You have to know how and what to do and what to say to eliminate that stuff. Mm-hmm. Your purpose is what God needs for you to do for the kingdom, your purpose in God. And he knows the plans and the purposes already. He already have your destiny there. He already have your destiny. But God is trying to teach you, and he's bringing you to a point where you can see where you're going. You know where you've been. But if you're not in the spirit realm, you don't know where you're going. If you can't see, you don't know where you're going. And I feel like God is going to use each one of you. That's what I feel like. I feel like he's going to use you all. And what I want to do is I want to make sure when we have this healing and deliverance conference, I don't want you getting in the way if you have any fear in you. But if you there and somebody, God gives you a word for somebody, I want you to be obedient. I mean, and I'm open the floor to anyone that can give a word to whoever it is, you know, because I want to make sure I'm training you the right way. I cannot teach you how to be a prophet, but I can train you on some of the things that you should be doing. Amen. Amen. Yep. Thing is, now let me ask you a question. Let me see. No, let's see. How, and I want each one of you, well, or whoever can give an answer, how can you or do you receive when somebody give you a word, when another prophet, and I know I prophesy to most of you, how do you receive a word? How do you receive when I prophesy to you? How do you receive that? Because you know we have false prophets.
Apostle Yvonne.
Go on.
I pray and meditate on whatever the words you give me so I can see if it's coming. You're a mouthpiece of God that I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meditate on the words that you've given me.
Sometimes you just give me one word, and I go and look that word up to see what it means and how it relates to my life. So that's
amen. Yeah, that's good. Anyone else?
Statler here. With me, most of the time, all the time, when I'm given a word, it's mostly a confirmation for me. And it's something that the Lord has already dealt with me with. And if it's something new, then I'll definitely pray about it, and God will let me know whether it's true or not. A lot of times it should hit you right in the belly if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I would know if it's coming straight from the Lord. And if it's false, then I dust my feet. It goes over my
head. Absolutely. Anyone else? How
this is
security Pastor. You receive?
This is
say
Judy.
Your name.
So, you know, this is Judy Towers. So what I do is when you get on in the morning, you're praying, I'm praying right along with you. And so then the word that give me, if it doesn't bear my spirit, then I know it's not from God. But I know you were right on with some of the things because you don't know me. So a lot of things that you have told me has been right on, things that I already knew, kind of like the lady was saying just a few minutes ago, some of the things that she was saying to bear witness in her spirit, she already knows, and God has already dealt with her. And so then afterwards, I get, you know, I'll pray again. Because a lot of times, like even when I go to church, I fast while I'm going to church so I'm more sensitive to the spirit.
Man, that's awesome. That's good. That's good. Anyone else?
Yes, for me, centrally. For me, because I was not familiar with you and you didn't know me. So when you prophesied a word over me, confirmation of a lot of things that was spoken over me by other preachers, prophets. And sometimes whenever you pray or you prophesy, I would listen it for a whole week. I would just have it going over and over because sometimes a prophet can prophesy and it doesn't ring true to you right away because so many memories and experience to go through and connect it. You know, and I said, at that time, you know, I didn't understand that. But then, you know, keep on going over it and trying to see. And I said, yes, I remember that.
Right.
That is true. And, you know, and in my spirit, I was like, yes, Lord, I hear it again.
Yes. That's good. That's good. Anyone else?
This is Lisa Harris from St. Louis. I have, like I said, this is the most challenging office to fulfill. Because of study and, like you said, stay in prayer, I could tell you that I'm, even if it's what I want to hear or not, the Lord has driven me into prayer to discern what these things mean. A lot of times I might, whether it's good or bad, I'm taken off guard because it's like, wow. And I just pray if it's bad and I pray if it's good, just to be in divine alignment and receive the favor of the Lord in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it helps so much that you are so caring and so faithful because it's already something that is overwhelming. But it has given me the confidence. If I can hold on and hear what you're saying of correction, exhortation, or something ahead of time, then it helps me to pray, Lord, forgive me, or Lord, forgive them. And you know, so that's how I take it. And I found out, you know, and I think I'm a loving, kind person. I'm praying for the fruit of the Spirit. And prophetic, it, like you said, it is something to really respect. And I have to constantly humble myself. And even though I think I'm humble, I have to keep humbling myself so I can hear. Because, like, Lord, I don't want to miss you no more. Yeah. I've not already made these mistakes. And then when you think it's a mistake, but things turn out right. So it's like, I just thank God for your wisdom and your training. Because, you know, if you in this office, you got to talk to people. But the biggest thing that I've learned from it is, if I'm operating in the prophetic and God have you saying something to other folk, whether you love, like them, know them or not, it's like you don't want to hear that bad news for them, so you have to put on your priestly garment. While you're talking to them, saying what they want to hear or not, whether they believe or not, that God will cover, forgive, and help them to understand what's being said. And I've learned that type of compassion, because I know what I have to go through. But that right. The fact that I'm faithful whether I'm going to hear correction or not, even though I'm trying the best I can to do the will of God, and I find myself like, God, you know, I wish I could have did better with that, or I should have said this and that, he will work it out. And I've learned, too, that God will give the increase. If we are as obedient as we can be, God will give the increase, you know. So the priestly, if you have that priestly garment on with that prophetic, to know to pray and ask God, Lord, forgive us. Lord, you know, cover them, Lord, you know. So I'm still learning. There's so much I need to learn, but that's what I've gotten so far. So I have to stay in prayer.
Amen. Anyone else, or do we need to move on?
Prophet Brown.
Okay.
For me, receiving prophecy from you, I think I'm going to say two different instances. because I honor you, because I love you, because I know you, because you're my apostle, it's easier for me to receive it. Even at times when I say, oh, Lord, where did an apostle get that from? I have to, I trust what you say, because many things have come to pass. And I've also heard that when you are prophesied to, you judge it by the word of God. So for you, when you're prophesying to me, it's like a morning wake-up call. I am ready. I'm ready to receive it. My mind is ready to receive it. So in this case, it's easier, and that's because I trust you, because I know you, because you're my apostle, because I love you. Now, if I get in a place where there's prophecy from another person that I don't really know, or I think then at that time, I think if I'm allowing my spirit to actually receive what is said, I think I'm judging it more. Don't judge me for saying that, but I think I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say no, what they said is not true, because sometimes prophecy comes to warn you. Sometimes it's not that it has happened already, or maybe sometimes things have happened. And even in instances, in both cases, when I can say that person did not know this, there is no way they could have known this, because I didn't share it, because nobody else knew this but me. So when those instances come and you have a prophet in front of you and prophesying to you, I believe that you have to know, you have to treat it as if it is the word of God, because that person has no way of knowing what you were going through or whatever it is that they prophesied to you, that they did not know it. So that's how I receive it from you. And if it's from someone else, whether I know them or don't know them, I think in those cases, if it hits me where, okay, that person, they could not have known my life. They could not have known what I've been going through. That the only way that they could have said that to me is if God told them to say it to me and I have to receive it. If it's something that I think that they did not know, then I say, okay, Lord, I got to pray on this. I got to meditate, and you got to show me, Lord, or take me to the word where I can see it.
Right.
And that's basically how I would do it.
Yeah, because a lot of times we have
we have to look at it where, you know, being a prophet, it's hard almost to receive a word from somebody that you don't know. The ones, you have to be careful too with that. You have to be really, really careful because there's so many wolves out here in sheep clothing and will do or say things to get money, to make you feel better, or just, you know, just trying to make them look good. See, we don't want that, and God deals with each one of us differently in the prophetic. He deals with us differently because you're different from me. You're different because now he's done something different with me. I'm telling you my experiences. So when you know when things start happening with you, you'll know it's just God. And he works in mysterious ways. And he do what he have to do. Now, a lot of times when you're getting ready to prophesy, God wants your total mind. When you pray and say, Lord, don't let no other word come out of my mouth except for what you speak through me. So in order for him to do that, he has to get your mind. Because while you're prophesying, you're trying to listen to what you say, and you can't do that. You cannot. You can't listen to what you're saying because you're human, and you'll be trying to fix it. That's why a lot of times I'll be getting ready to call somebody a prophet or apostle or something. I'll be trying to stop, you know, because I'm like, Lord, this finna come out, and they may not want that. You see, so I try to stop, but what God has started doing with me, like he'll start make me pray all night. I prayed all night last night. Never went to sleep. I've had a half hour of sleep today from 3:30 to 4. That's it. I haven't been to sleep since, what is it, Sunday? What's the day? I don't know. I don't know. I didn't sleep from Sunday night when I was supposed to went to sleep until now. And when God do me like that, it lets me know that he wants total and full control over my mind, because then that I don't think good when I'm tired and sleepy. So I can tell you if I prayed for you this morning or not. I can tell you what word I said or God spoke to me or not, I couldn't tell you. That's why I'm asking people on that, did I pray for you? Just because I don't remember. Because he's in control of my mind in every thought when I'm in that realm. And then another thing, these just some examples. These just some examples, and I'm not going to keep you going. Okay. When God starts to tell you or show you things, you be wanting to tell somebody else, and he didn't tell you to do that. See, I've done it several times, and he didn't speak to me for months. I couldn't hear him for months. It taught me to keep my mouth shut. When he don't say it, you better shut up. That's why when I'll be getting ready to call somebody a prophet or apostle, I hurry up and shut up, because when he tell me to say it, I'm going to say it. But if he tell me not to say it or don't tell me to say it something, I'm going to keep my mouth closed. Don't mean that I don't know who you are or how he's going to use you. I do. I do. But to be really careful. When you have a prophet, when another prophet that you don't know prophesying to you, you have to almost like a prophetess Brown said, you almost have to judge them because, like I said, you got these sheep out here in woods out here in sheep clothing trying to fool you or trying to
manipulate you or just all kinds, because I've experienced so many things where you have to be careful. You have to be really, really careful. So next Monday, when you come back, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts prophetic. We need to talk about the things you should do and the things you shouldn't do. For instance, you never, never, ever prophesy to someone openly when it's about the private part. And again, a young man, I had a conference here in Detroit, and a young man stood a first lady up of a church up, and this is what he said. He said, "You're going to have a hysterectomy to stop that bleeding. Do the hysterectomy, the bleeding will stop." Do you know how many people was looking at her? You can't do that. And another example is, one time a prophet told a young lady that her husband was cheating. That was the wrong thing to say. If God not gonna tell you, and this was over the radio broadcast, this was over the line. And I'm saying, don't do that. I had to burst out and say, because she was saying, he been doing this. He just started doing it. She went on it. I mean, the Holy Spirit is so gentle, and a gentleman would never tell a wife that your husband cheating. Never. Or the husband that the wife is cheating. Not like that. Believe me, I had to hurry up and get off of the line, call the lady, and she said she was going to kill him. She said she was actually going to kill him. I just said, and this is the thing, I don't care how, and the humble you are, the humblest that you are, the more God would exalt you. The lower you are, the more God's going to lift you up. You see what I'm saying? You can't try to say and do things to be big and to be seen. I don't care if don't nobody know who I am but God. They don't ever have to know who I am. I was on this radio broadcast. I was on a prayer line. I'm going to say this. For many, many, many years, and so many years, sometimes it was just only me on there and some angels. I never stopped praying like it was 100 or 50, 200 people on the line, because God told me to. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I kept right on paying each month, and nobody hardly was on there. So God is good, and he's not going to let you go and he don't say something to you. You just have to listen. Listen for the word. Listen for that word. For that word. Sometimes he only give you one word. And that's all you give the person, is one word. See, we add to that word, and we shouldn't. And listen, God give it to us. I prophesied so many times. One word, the lady was like, "You finished?" I say, "Tell God, give me something else." I don't be ashamed, because I only do what God tell me to do. If you don't like it, talk to God about it. Go somewhere else. Because he's the most lied on person that I know. Because people be saying, he said this and he said that. You know, you're going to get a new car and you're going to give you some money, all this kind of stuff, trying to make somebody feel good. That's not what it's about. So anyway, I'm not going to hold you. The hour is up. I want to get on next week. We're going to do much, much more. I had to hear why you felt like you was called to the prophetic. I had to hear that. Mm-hmm. And each one of you already knew it. I knew this. I knew this, son. I knew it already. Because you was telling me what God was showing you. And I knew. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to prolong the time because people have worked and done things. But what I feel so blessed to have you all. I feel blessed to be able to train you, each one of you. It's a blessing from the Lord to just let you know some of the things that I went through to get where I am now. It's such a blessing. God is such an awesome God, and I thank him for it. So, Father, we give you praise tonight, and we give you glory. We just magnify you, God. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. We just give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. I ask you to bless and cover each one of them. In the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord say, Prophet Sally as well. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to cover them, cover their families and their homes, cover every vehicle, God. In the name of Jesus. But, Father, I want you to just open the understanding up. And, Lord, show them new things. Give them a fresh anointing. Show them new things, God. New revelation, God. I pray that you just give them a new revelation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God say, the things that you all been going through, you know you're going through something. Don't think it's strange because you're going through something. Don't think that. Because of the calling and gifting and calling that's on your life, don't think it. He didn't say it was going to be easy. This walk right here, the prophetic, get really lonely. It get really lonesome. Because what he does sometimes is separate you. He separates you. Mm-hmm. He'll just separate you so he can speak only to you or have your undivided attention. Everybody on this radio broadcast have gone through some things. Mm-hmm. And I can just about tell y'all what you went through. But God's still standing. He's still moving by his power. Father, I just thank you for him. Lord, you just keep him covered in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to be right back here on Monday for this hour. And just be ready to answer a few more questions. It's not answering questions because, like I say, I can't teach you how to be a prophet, but I can tell you some of my experiences, and I can tell and train you what the book don't train you, what the book doesn't tell you. I can tell you and train you in that area. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. I want to make sure this is your purpose and this is your calling. So next Monday, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to do that. And I may have Prophetess Brown to send each one of you something. Mm-hmm. I may have her to send you something so you'll be ready to even answer the questions that I'm going to ask you or talk on some of the things that I'm talking about. So I may give you a heads up so you'll have, so you can just look over and be ready to answer, okay? God bless you all. Thank you so much. I love you all for coming on. We're going to be off tomorrow. I'm have Bible class tomorrow, but Wednesday it'll be for the ministers, and Friday it'll be for the apostles. So you all just stay prayerful, and I'm really looking forward to this. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night, each one of you.
Thanks.
Love you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all.